Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has asked military leaders to defend the country from European unification and globalization. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra says the army will face civilian and command layoffs in the coming year. And half of Czechs believe the country is going in the wrong direction, according to a new poll. President Václav Klaus addressed a meeting of high military commanders on Wednesday and called upon them to defend the Czech Republic from European unification and globalization. Mr. Klaus told the assembly that they could only defend the need for an army if they stood with others to defend the integrity of the state from globalization on the world scale and, quote, unification tendencies in Europe. The president also noted that the institution's prestige had been damaged by dubious purchases and poor economic management in previous years. Regarding the worsening economic situation, he said that soldiers would be expected to tighten their belts like other citizens without grumbling and threatening to quit. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra said Wednesday that the army would face layoffs in the coming year in both civilian and command structures. Mr. Vondra told army commanders that the changes would not amount to a revolution in the army's structure and that its constitutional and international duties would be met. Whereas former reductions have been across the board and random, he said, the cuts to come would be coordinated so as to better prepare for their impact. He said he also wants to change the plan for airspace protection and reconsider the army's use of Gripen fighter jets and a number of airports. Parliamentary opposition parties came out strongly on Wednesday against the government's budget proposal for 2012. The left-wing parties warned that the economic plan would damage the economy and social services and criticized what they see as a lack of measures for stimulating growth. Social Democrat chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said the bill includes hidden budget cuts and accused Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek of assigning fictitious money to ministries that he planned to cut later on. The government has acknowledged that the budget plan is based on a more optimistic prognosis for next year's economy, but wants to amend it with a new one early next year. Gloomy growth predictions across Europe this week led the Czech finance ministry to reduce its growth forecast for 2012 by at least 1.5%. Half of Czechs believe that the country is not going in the right direction and are worried about what next year will bring, according to a new poll. The survey, conducted by the STEM agency, suggests that another third believes the country is headed nowhere and feel uncertain about the future. One-sixth of respondents said they had hope for next year, the lowest response rate in 15 years. STEM says that right-wing voters were significantly more likely to have more optimistic views. The District Court of Olomouc has handed down a two-year sentence to a Polish shop owner who sold synthetic drugs packaged as collector's items. After serving his sentence, he will be deported for 6 years. The chemicals contained in the goods were not listed as banned substances at the time of sale. However, the court accepted that the 25-year-old had knowingly traded in addictive drugs purchased in Poland and sold through his Amsterdam store chain. The shop owner claimed that the items were marked as non-consumables and that he had been singled out, as similar shops around Europe sell the same products without being prosecuted. The case was the first of its kind in the Czech Republic. In sports news, Barcelona star Lionel Messi earned a hat-trick and scored his 200th goal for his team on Tuesday in Champions League action against Viktoria Plzeň in Prague. The Czech club kept pace for the first 22 minutes but went down to 10 men after Krzyzewski fouled Messi in the area. The Barcelona player scored on the penalty and later added two more goals. Barcelona's fourth goal was a header from Fabregas. Viktoria Plzeň have only 1 point after 4 games in the group stage from a draw with Bate Borisov. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to remain mostly cloudy with fog and scattered showers. Daytime temperatures should be around 11 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.